Oh, the first year that I was here, I got an unexpected opportunity to take the group on a study abroad trip. The woman who was the head of the French section, Eleanor Miller, had organized a winter term course because at that time we had a 4 or 5 week January term. And she was taking a group to Martinique in the French West Indies. And it was a large group. And the idea was that some of the students, if they were more advanced, would go and live with the families in Martinique. And others would live in a villa and would have instruction in intermediate level French. So she called me just before Christmas and said, "Do you have a valid passport?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I have pneumonia and I can't go to Martinique in January, and can you go and take the group?" I said, "Of course, sure, why not?" And so there I went off with about 40 Rollins students to Martinique, French West
Just
Indies.
you.
Just me, yes. I did have a sort of student work study helper, but it was quite an experience. Very interesting. And we went again the next winter. And then we also had a summer program in Tours, France, that I was involved with for a couple of summers.
Yeah, I took a student to China last year, the 20 student. I feel this large responsibility. I just cannot imagine take 40 students all by yourself.
Well, the most interesting thing about that trip was that we were there for about 10 days without any money.
So how do you survive?
There was a group of Martiniquais who had, they called themselves something like the Cultural Association, and they had arranged for us to have this place to stay in. It was a large old house. It had no hot water, but it had a very lovely view of the Caribbean. And they paid for the initial food cost for those of us staying there. And I had gone there with a cashier's check for a large sum of money. And you know, a cashier's check is supposed to be the same as cash. You should be able to just go to a bank and walk away with the money. Well, the bank in Martinique didn't want to accept this cashier's check, and it was drawn on some New York City bank. And they said that I would have to wait a week and come back to get my money. So I waited and I went back, and they said, "Well, no, they hadn't received the authorization yet." And I said, "You know, you really don't need an authorization. This is the same as cash." "Well, you know, we can't be too careful." So essentially, the cultural group that was had helped organize it kept advancing the money to feed us
So
until I got the check cashed.
they get their share of a culture shock.
It was terrible cultural shock. A couple of the young men in the group rented Vespas, and we lived in a suburb outside of the main city, Fort-de-France. And it seems to me that between this villa we lived in and Fort-de-France was pretty much downhill all the way, with a lot of hairpin turns and a big cliff going over the other side. So one of the fellows would put me on the back of the Vespa, and we would go into town see if we had any money yet. Sometimes I went on the bus, but it had a happy ending. We finally got our money in.